Sat only version of Reno Center, October 25th, 2020. The topic for tonight is question 36 of Most Precious, which says, first be, then be this and that. And also a quote from Baba. Several people share their understanding, and at the end, Mansoor asks his question. This is a summary of what he's trying to ask.
The realization of this is all an illusion, it doesn't really exist. Between that realization and knowing the truth, and my question is, where does and how does, beyond, other than stop, that transformation take place? Does that make sense, what I'm trying to ask?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I'm in silence. But I will say a few sentences. It's so nice to be quiet. There is no separation between the creation and the truth. There is no, whether it is, we believe that is imagined or a dream, still it belongs to the truth. Still it rose up in that universal cosmic mind. So we are not denying that God is omnipresent, but it is not this manifestation. We're just denying the fact that imagination is not the essence of who we are. In a night dream, which is an individual dream, and in the daydream, which is a cosmic dream, the dream is not separated from the dreamer. Therefore, you cannot say is unreal, because if you say is unreal, then the reality that is based of it is unreal. But you can say is real. It's to really have a sharp understanding that even though the dream rises from the reality and cannot exist without the base of reality, that the reality can exist very happily without the dream, without the manifestation. So when do we get there? Who wants to get there? Eliminate that one and just be. Every moment that we are that. Every moment that we become, we are the other one. So just knowing this much is a great amount of grace.
After translation, Sat says namaste and the session ends.